there, friend. So good to see you. Welcome to Sunday Worship. Can you believe, by the way, it's the final Sunday in the month of September? I mean, October begins on Thursday. I don't know what happened this year, but it was just kind of a blur, and then some, right? Hey, so good to see you. Welcome to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Krill. Go ahead, have a seat. Pour yourself a cup of coffee and maybe grab a jelly donut or two. I like the cream-filled ones. I prefer those any day. And let's fellowship today. Sunday Worship is a radio ministry that it's been on the air for several years now, and we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement. We fix our eyes on the author and perfecter of our faith, Jesus. Let's start things off here this morning with Lifeway Worship and Oh, How He Loves Us, right here on Sunday Worship.
Oh, how He loves us.
the name that is above every name, Jesus. You are listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and be sure to connect with me on Facebook. Just search Joey Kroll Online. Joey Kroll Online. Connect with me there and get some updates on the program and some encouraging thoughts during the week as well. Joey Kroll Online, right there on Facebook. Well, you know, when a man installed a security camera outside his house some years ago, he checked the video feature to ensure that the system was working, but he was alarmed to see a broad-shouldered figure in the dark, wandering around his yard. He watched intently to see what the man would do, and it looked familiar. However, finally he realized he wasn't watching a stranger roam his property, but a recording of himself in his own backyard. Friend, what might we see if we could step out of our own skin and observe ourselves in certain situations? You know, when David's heart was hardened and he needed an outside perspective, a godly perspective on his involvement with Bathsheba, God sent Nathan to the rescue. Friend, if God reveals sin in our lives, friend, his ultimate purpose isn't to condemn us, but to restore us and help us to reconciliation with those that we've hurt. Repentance clears the way for renewed closeness with God through the power of his forgiveness and grace.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you. Patiently, Jesus is waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you?
Listening to Sunday Worship.
You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I heard the
Psalm 46, verses 1, 2, and 3 have been such an encouragement to me. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Friend, God is our refuge, and He's our strength.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Jesus, be the center of Jesus, nothing else matters.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Bring me back to you.
be no you are here.
I hope you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. This is, of course, Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and most people embrace the idea that whatever you can conceive, you can achieve. That is, if you can imagine it, there is nothing stopping you from experiencing it. But friend, think of how many ways our world would be better if there were limits on creativity when it comes to things like evil and immorality. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote that all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. That is, there are some things that we can conceive of that we should never try to achieve. To make those hard choices, we need the power and wisdom that only comes from God by His Holy Spirit.
How great is our God? Sing with me. Rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great.
That's right. It's Don Moen and How Great is Our God. I love that song. Thanks for listening today to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. And if you missed any of today's program, or if you want to share it with a friend or re-listen to it, I encourage you to visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click archives there at one of the tabs at the top of the page, and you can go back and re-listen to this program and past programs from, oh my, the last several years. So it's all at our website at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I'm going to gather up with my church family today and worship Jesus. I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, I pray that you enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend. Just remember, though, that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.